Traffic, I've heard come up. There wouldn't really be an increase of traffic. My wife and I currently live there, and we're coming and going all the time. I mean, I'm a real estate agent, so I'm coming and going, showing houses. I mean, it's not like I just leave at 9 to go to work and come back home at 5. I'm in and out all the time. So I don't think traffic would be increased at all. Parties, like I said, I'm a real estate agent, so I've heard some, you know, the stories of the parties that can go on at nightly rentals. But in my experience, a lot of those stories come from the lake life. People that have been out drinking on the boat all day and come home and come back to the house and do some, you know, things that I wouldn't want to have as a neighbor. But, you know, our target demographic are families, and we'd review every application. There's no instant booking. We'd for families coming for the Branson family attractions. And I believe with the reasonable mitigation measures, my wife and I, we don't live in Texas. We don't live in Phoenix. We live 15 minutes up. We will live 15 minutes up the road in Walnut Shade and be able to come deal with anything right away that may be happening. And like the other gentleman who applied for the permit right before me, you know, on Airbnb and VRBO, you can see what the renters are rated, because usually they've rented from people before, and there's no need to take risk. I'm only going to rent to people that get 5-star reviews, people that are respectful. Because, like I said earlier, at the end of the day, it is our ask. It's not like we own tons of places. It's in our best interest to take care of our house, take care of our neighborhood. Resale value. As a realtor, I have never been asked by someone buying a house, is there a nightly rental in this neighborhood? Because if so, I don't want to buy it. I've never been asked that question. Now, could it happen? Sure, I don't deal with everybody who buys, but I've never been asked that question. And I've not seen any data, and I've not seen any pattern where that's the case. As for compatibility with the house in the neighborhood, we back up to Kanakuk Camps. So, I mean, they're used to cars coming and going. At Kanakuk Camps, there's people coming in for a week, leaving for a week. I feel like that makes our property more compatible with nightly rental. There's no HOA and there's no CCRs. I know one gentleman brought up, you know, a great point earlier about another application that the CCRs say you're not allowed to do it. But there's no HOA, there's no CCRs in our neighborhood, and I don't think we should pretend like there is one. You can see and you can hear the Branson Landing from our neighborhood. So I think it's maybe, I don't want to say wrong to think of ourselves as separate from Branson, but you can hear the landing when anything's going on at the landing. And we have a big lot. You know, we're set back from our neighbors compared to a lot of the lots in the neighborhood. Our one neighbor's pretty far away. Let's see. And I've heard from some of you, you know, obviously there are ones being changed and we're not able to apply anymore going forward. And I understand that. And, you know, that was, a decision for the commission and you guys to make. But I would just, you know, I don't believe it's fair for those of us who have applied under the old rules to just be turned down based on new rules that have been set forth. I just ask that you look at this application strictly on the merits of this individual application. We love our neighborhood. You know, we understand our neighborhood. We're staying Taney County locals. I love our neighborhood. My wife and I go to a Bible study across the street, and we'll continue to. We love our friends in our neighborhood. My wife will be cleaning the house, so every time it switches, we will be in the house. We'll be on the property. I think the fact that we're following the rules, going about this the right way, not just renting, I think that speaks to the type of neighbors that we are. And I think that also speaks to how responsible we are and how we will treat this nightly rental. And I think with the mitigation factors that we're putting in place and with the hands-on management that we will have, how often do people come and speak positively for nightly rental applications? I would imagine the vast majority are for negative, and I got 13 people to sign. I know the one gentleman said he had 92 signatures from back then. I would have signed that to prevent 19 new places from going into the neighborhood. I specifically talked to people, and they said, yeah, I signed that last time, but I would support you to get approved. So maybe it's not 92 people that would sign it again, like had been inferred. But I just ask that the commission...
It was 2 weeks.
I just ask that the commission err in this case on the side of us, a responsible local family. Thank you.
Thank you. Good job.
So do we have any questions for the applicant?
We got one here.
Ma'am, if you didn't sign up to speak, you're not allowed to speak, okay? We've allowed the process to go through for both sides.
I'm happy to take questions if it's fine with you guys.
It's
I'm
not. Opposed. It's
okay.
Not.
You have my phone number. We always welcome calls.
You need to address the commission, okay, and not people in the crowd.
Sorry about that.
Okay. So any questions for the applicant directly? Any discussion amongst ourselves? You presented a good case, but it's, you know, a home in a subdivision with other people that...
That's my concern. It is a concern. This is an older subdivision. You've got one entrance access in and out of this entire subdivision with several residential homes. And, I mean, in the past, we've had several come wanting to do nightly rental, basically the subdivision, the new subdivision on the south side of this. And we didn't allow that because of the access in through this neighborhood. And so I'm not for this nightly rental in this residential neighborhood based on compatibility
and access. So are you up to making a motion to that effect?
I'll make a motion to deny based on compatibility with it being a residential neighborhood.
With adjacent uses?
Number four.
And in number four, just to be specific, as far as operating just the whole number four traffic generation compatibility with adjacent uses?
Correct.
Second that.
Got a second for that? Any further discussion? All those in favor of denying the application, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Did you get that, Presley?
What was the vote? 6-2.
5-2.
Well, I was going to say we can't have 6-2.
Yeah. 5-2. 5-2.
I know.
Thank you, guys.
5-2.
Thank you. And you've heard the appeal process and all that to go through?
Yeah, we probably won't be appealing it.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay, next up we've got conditional use permit, proposed convenience store to include coffee shop, office, RV supplies located at 5449 U.S. Highway 160.
So Jan's Property LLC is seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for a convenience store to be located or to contain a coffee shop, office, RV supplies in the existing RV park located at 5449 U.S. Highway 160, Walnut Shade. Property is currently zoned RV1. The convenience store is shown as a conditional use in the RV1 use table on Article 16.110. Pertaining to county assessor's information, property is approximately 92 acres in size, currently has a cabin built in 2016, a garage built in 2016. Property will be served by private well for water. The proposed convenience store will need an on-site septic system for wastewater, permitted through Taney County Environmental Services and or the Missouri Department of Natural Resources. So this is the 160-65 junction. So we're just west of it. Our parcel that's highlighted in orange is the RV part. You can see the shadow of the cross right there. The
And at that, I would turn it over
to
the applicant.
So just real quick, the coloring purple is?
C1.
C1.
NR1.
NR1.
RR1. A1. R1.
Okay.
And RV1.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
Your name is?
I'm Victor Jantz. I'm with Jantz Properties LLC. And I actually grew up across the road on the west side of the property, right here.
Okay.
My father's here supporting us. And we moved there in 2005, but we've always thought that was a beautiful property. We learned this past summer that that was for sale, and so we'd pursue a dream of owning our own business and whatnot. And previous owner had done a good job of laying out an RV park. We thought, man, that's terrific, because we were going to pursue some sort of rentals, but we didn't want turnovers because I just worked at Lily's Landing for 7 years. Absolutely loved it. I was constantly cleaning rooms. The dock hands are constantly cleaning rooms. We did not want to mess with that. And so we thought this RV park is a fantastic idea, because my wife has always wanted a coffee shop, to a small place to, we thought, man, that would be great to have on that property for the RVers to come up, you know, enjoy a cup of coffee, maybe have a pastry or something there. Being less than half a mile from 65, it's a great place for locals coming to and from Branson to work, to come in, grab a cup of coffee or chill on a Saturday, and also, you know, the tourists on the way out. So if you're going to have a coffee shop and the RV park, we've got to have an RV check-in in the same building. And part of the RV check-in, there'd be a small store to sell merchandise items, whether it be T-shirts, RV sewer hose, water hose, extra batteries, stuff that RVers may forget or break down, you know. So that's the reason for it being under conditional use permit, to be able to sell merchandise there. We have no intentions of selling alcohol or pursuing any liquor license. I had the very blessed time to meet with our neighbors with the nearby ministries this past week and to discuss all that stuff. So that was a great conversation. But those are our plans.
Any questions for the applicant before we ask for... How big of pancakes do you plan on serving?
I don't think we'll do any breakfast. If we do some sort of... I said that yesterday. If we do... I don't think we would do any sort of full-on meals, just something light, you know, if we were to do something like that. But that would be maybe a breakfast burrito. But we're not going to be some big kitchen. No, sir, not that.
All right. So do we have anybody that's signed up on behalf of the application? For the application or to speak?
Yes.
If you guys have an order you want to go in?
Yeah, I'll go first.
So I just read out of this? my name is Kerry Brown. Our address is 4180 U.S. Highway 65. The new address is 5801 U.S. Highway 160, which is the cross parking lot that the Welcome Center is going up in right now. I have to compliment you before talking about Victor and the plans there on Scott and Marla. They're great. Whenever I start to stray outside the lines that you guys set generally for them, Scott always sends me this wonderful message, and at the end of it says "or else." So it keeps me in line, and we want to do things the way that they should be done, and Scott is very good about that. Marla is a great help. Victor did mention that he and Megan and kind of some members of their advisory members of their board, we met with him, Mark Blackwell from Hearts Intertwined Ministries, who is on the other side of the 93 acres on the same side of the road as the cross. So we're literally his neighbors through that section. We did talk about things. You may recall that we didn't necessarily agree with the use set up by the previous owner.